of anything. This has not been an effort, but I find most of what I do on the air, frankly, not much of an effort. I hope it sounds like I'm putting an effort into it. It just is.
Sometimes I agree with you.
Yeah, it does.
It sounds no like not much of an effort.
Oh, I'm not sure about that.
He only says that because you're in Israel, Doug, and he's in Washington. You can get away with that.
Yeah.
But that's the great thing about this show is we don't work hard at it.
Here we are.
Well, if I did all my Christmas shopping
during the show. While we were online. And I'm working hard to send you all these pictures, Richie.
I know.
I'm over here. Yeah.
I actually got a poll today.
Somebody's working hard, though, because I came up with a poll. I meant to ask this when Chuck was here. Which is your favorite Christmas classic movie? It's A Wonderful Life, Miracle on 34th Street, Holiday Inn, Christmas Carol, White Christmas. What are you getting for feedback, Jennifer? Because I know you've asked that question on Facebook, too.
I have, actually. I also been eating my breakfast this morning.
listen.
Okay, you know what we get on Facebook is one of my favorites, and a couple of people have said it, and it's Elf. Have you ever seen Elf, Dougie?
No.
Oh, it's with Will Ferrell. You would hate it.
It's so good. No, it's so cute.
I know, but Doug.
But we've got a couple of
Doug is
for
always,
that.
If it's got Will Ferrell in it, it must be stupid. Stupid, I hate. Yep. I'm not going to watch.
I'm not interested. If Will Ferrell's in it, I turn the channel.
All right, well, we have a couple of votes for Elf, which I agree with. We also have a couple of votes for A Christmas Story. Nita Looney says she would like A Christmas Story. Megan McGuire said Christmas Story. And Charlie Brown Christmas.
I've got a problem with this poll.
Why?
What's the problem?
It doesn't have Chevy Chase's Christmas Vacation.
I think because he was going for classic, where on Facebook we're opening it up to any holiday movie that you want.
These are all classic.
Yeah.
So Elizabeth Green said A Christmas Story. Take it up with your boy Ken Ritchie.
I know.
Well, who else?
Should I continue? Robert Taylor says Scrooge. Renee Taylor says It's a Wonderful Life. Michael Power says White Christmas. And Thomas Valhoff says The Nightmare Before Christmas, which, you know, I think that's more of a Halloween movie. Even though it's Nightmare Before Christmas, I always watch that around Halloween time.
I never watch it. It's weird.
It is weird. It's Tim Burton stuff.
Yeah,
so I have to go with my friend John and go with Elf. I like it. And Christmas Vacation. That's a good one, too.
Christmas Vacation. I love It's a Wonderful Life. That's always that's a great classic.
Do you know I've never seen it all the way through?
You know, I don't find that hard to believe because so many people watch it while they're doing things around the holiday season, be it wrapping, cooking, shopping, whatever it is. So you see half an hour, whatever it is, and then you kind of put the whole movie together. So you edit it together in your brain. But it's a great flick.
I'm going to watch it this year.
One of the things that I have been highlighting here whilst in Israel is the similarity between some of the issues that people talk about here and people talk about. By the way, there is, Tony, I don't believe there's what we call talk radio. There is an equivalent of that here. Is there? If there is, I haven't come across it. And I know there are no English-speaking stations here, which is something that I talked to a few people about. I guess it was tried, but not well.
Yeah, there was about 10 or 12 years ago an English radio station. I actually liked it.
Yeah, I think that there's need for an English radio station here now. And I get all kinds of more people coming in here from all over the place. I would think, you know, listening around to the dial.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people access stuff on the web.
On the line.
On what,
right,
online.
Hey, Tony.
iTunes or direct. Yeah.
About 7 or 8 years ago, Doug had the great idea of, you know, all of the fighting between the Palestinians and the Israelis and this and that and this and that. If we were to be on the air in Israel, what do you think they would think of the host saying, why don't we just move Israel to New Jersey?
I
don't
know.
They want to go to New Jersey? It is the other holy land,
well,
you know, except it's made, the holes are from bullets.
Two things. One, of having grown up in the States, I wouldn't want to go to New Jersey. And what would all the people from New Jersey do? Move them to Des Moines, Iowa?
They're going to the shore.
That would be culture shock.
Going to the shore. Later on in the hour, we're going to spend time with a gentleman who is an Israeli. Actually, I was quite impressed with this guy. Last Friday night, we had a wine taste, and Israeli wines who thought of, other than Mogan David, and I made a joke and it sort of fell flat. He didn't really appreciate
Uh-oh. I can't imagine why.
I wish I had video of that uncomfortable moment.
Grunberg looks at me and sort of with his, and this is like we spent most of the afternoon together. We went over and I was just trying to make a funny. But it was okay. It was.
Hey, man, you got to take the shot. I respect you for taking the shot.
I know. I would have done it, too.
I would have, too.
Well, it couldn't be that bad because the guy's going to go on with us in the next half hour.
I would have said Manischewitz.
Yeah, Manischewitz.
Did you drink any of the Israeli wine?
I actually did. I drank four or five of them, and I said to Mary Lynn and her husband, who were standing next to me, and he's a wonderful guy. He runs a gym in Woodland Hills. Very good guy. His name is Matt. I said to them, you know, and it was really, we'd been around together. I guess Thursday we spent some time together. I said, I get really silly when I drink wine. And she sort of looked at me and raised her eyebrows. She said, what do you mean? I said, I just get playful and I get, you know, I mean, I'm not a good drinker.
Uh-oh.
And, no, but I was fine. We had five different types of wines.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was white. The rest of them are all red.
Mm-hmm, good.
And, yeah, I was fine.
So, Jennifer,
I can't wait to hear about it.
Know what I was drinking. But.
The original wine, I mean, comes from that region.
Right.
I've got to think, although I don't know that I've ever walked down the aisles of my massive wine store that
hard
I have in my neighborhood.
Here. Really? They're going to be, Israeli wines will be in the other section. You know, they'll have all the different countries and they'll have other. But I'm interested to see what kind of wines they're growing down there. And I will.
All right, so then let's wait till the guy gets here.
And yeah.
Figure it out. Yeah, exactly. Meanwhile, something for you to be thinking about when it comes to Christmas and what you can give to a friend that has everything, especially if this person is a family person, mother or father. If you have not talked to your friends or people in your family, or if you haven't really thought about the food supply depot's offering to take care of your food needs in case there's an emergency for 72 hours, then you need to listen up for the next 60 seconds. If you've had any, like where Jennifer is in Southern California, fires every year. Storms where Richie was, up in the Northeast, hurricanes, all kinds of things, all over this country, tornadoes. This year has been a mess. And if you learn nothing else from it, you know you're going to lose your power. If you lose your power, you're going to lose all the food that's in the refrigerator and the freezer. So what do? There's no power downtown, can't go down to the restaurant, can't get to the gas station because there's no power there. How many of you were without power and everything in town was without power for 4 or 5 days this year? All over the country. That was a situation that was repeated over and over again. So when the worst happens, how do you feed your family? I ask you that question again. And the answer, I'm a solutions-oriented guy, the answer is thefoodsupplydepot.com/Doug. When you go there, you will get yourself and your loved ones a special quality of fine food packaged that have a life of 20 years. This is delicious, nutritious, gourmet quality, all natural food. And again, at the times that are going to happen, when you can't get to the market, you want something that's good, right? Very practical, very smart. This is the best of this stuff that I've ever seen. So write it down so you can order it now. Here's the web address, foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. Or you can go to DougStefan.com and you'll easily go into the friends page. You'll click on the Food Supply Depot's logo. Do the same thing there. Foodsupplydepot.com/Doug makes gathering 72 hours worth of food easy, easy, easy. And I've made sure they're going to donate part of the purchase price. This is the important part, or one of the important parts. There are all kinds of good reasons for doing this, not the least of which is that we're donating part of the purchase price to the Veterans Research Corporation, medical research being done to benefit our men and women who are veterans, either in uniform or out of uniform. A lot of research being done, a lot of help from this program. So purchase from foodsupplydepot.com/Doug, and you get free shipping as well as some of the money going to help medical research for veterans. How can you go wrong? You've protected your family. You've done all the right things. So check it out at foodsupplydepot.com/Doug.
Mark Twain once said that the secret of success was making your vocation your vacation. And I can't think of anything I'd rather do than save folks money on their car insurance with GEICO. I'm proud to have helped millions of drivers save and save big. Hundreds of dollars a year. Come to think of it, my bosses say I should take a vacation. I'll probably go to the beach, get a little sun, see if anyone needs to save money on their car insurance. There I go again.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Okay, Elves, I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself, and this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out, tech is in. There, I know, we just built a wooden ducky assembly. But Office Max put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be turning out e-readers, digital SLR cameras, laptops, and Beats by Dr. Dre solo headphones for $179.99. Gifts for less at Office Max. Now get out there and work those motherboards.
Hurry now and get gifts for less at an Office Max near you. Prices go through 12/17.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud Print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looks so smart. This week at Staples and Staples.com, save $30 on a Kodak Hero 3.1 all-in-one printer. And find great savings on other Kodak printers. This week only at Staples. Valid through Saturday, December 17th. Lowest total ink replacement cost is compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in single quantity pricing.
So the crew of a Royal Navy vessel, the HMS Ocean, so excited. They got the word last week they were going to be able to head home for Christmas. They've been deployed for the last year out in the waters of Indian Ocean, et cetera, near as close as they can get to Afghanistan. So they made a video that's making the rounds, and we have it in one of our Video of the Day boxes at DougStevan.com. You can click back a few pages or a few days. They're lip singing to Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Currently, it's really funny.
Touching. Is it touching? It's touching.
I love it.
Is it funny? It's funny.
That's great.
All right, cool. Check it out at DougStevan.com. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Where can you begin to make your dreams all come true on the land of unseen?
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Birthday list for today on Good Day. The story of Bob Barker and how he made The Price is Right one of the real staples in daytime television. It was him, I believe, and him alone. He came up with this idea along with one of those producers, hosted the game show The Price is Right for, 40 years or something?
Yeah.
Years or, heavens. Born this date, 1923. So he's 88. He's still out and about. Not Price is Right anymore. I think he retired when he was 84. He looks
still
fine.
In great
he's doing
shape.
His animal stuff. Yeah, he's very much a he's a causal sort of guy. So happy birthday to him on his 88th birthday. Mayor Ed Koch, one of the more curmudgeonly, actually he's a pain in the you-know-what.
Basically called Doug stupid on the air.
Right, yeah.
Uh-oh.
That has nothing to do with my feelings,
one.
Or I didn't let that affect me.
No.
Born this day, 1924. Remember Honor Blackman?
No.
Who is the actress from Goldfinger?
Yeah.
She was the one who died being painted. No, she was the she had the airplane fleet. That was her job. Been in a number of other movies over the years. She was born this day, 1927. She was
a beautiful sight.
Oh, this is Connie Francis. I thought you were playing this on the
front.
Bond. It's Connie Francis who we celebrate now. Conchetta Franconero, who did Stupid Cupid, Where the Boys Are, Lipstick on Your Collar, I'll Follow the Boys, My Happiness, Who's Sorry Now, Everybody's Somebody's Fool, all number one songs, and Walking
in a Winter Wonderland.
Wonderland. Yes. She's 73 today.
And still pretty.
Happy birthday. Yeah, she's cute. I'd say she's cute. 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 All right, so here's another one. I had a guy working for me who told me he was Dionne Warwick's drug dealer. I don't know if that was true or not.
There's big rumors about
it. We have a drug dealer here?
Yeah, no, not there. She was,
the way she was on acting on Celebrity Apprentice, it wouldn't surprise me.
She had a problem. Anyway, she got a lot of Grammys for a lot of great songs, like Do You Know the Way to San Jose. Great collaboration.
She probably got it from her niece.
Hal David. Who's her niece?
Whitney Houston.
Oh, is that so? Is that her? I didn't realize she was the niece. No.
Make a hookup.
She did I'll Never Fall in Love Again. I'll Never Love This Way Again. Then came You with the Spinners. Walk on By. Say a Little Prayer. Promises, Promises. Anybody who had a heart. She made jillions on that that psychic thing.
Yeah, the psychic lung, psychic
connection.
They were
paying her $3-4 million for all the calls that were coming in. She was doing the... she didn't take a penny production-wise. She just said, give me a point on every one of the calls you get or how much money you make. And so made a lot of money, $3-4 million a year. God bless you. Born in the state, 1941. So she's 70 today. Let's see here. Kim Hauser, one of the singers in the Manhattan Transfer. They have a nice happy holiday routine here. He's 70 today. Happy birthday to him. Let's see, who else have we got here, Richie? Vicki Betts.
Vicki Betts.
Perfect. Hey. Love the Allman Brothers.
Tell you how
apparently they have not done a Christmas album.
Let me tell you how Dickie's spending his birthday.
How's Dickie?
Staying at home while the Allman Brothers are touring because they kicked him out.
Uh-oh.
Really? Yeah. Why? Drugs and stuff?
He just couldn't get his act together, yeah, after all these years. So Warren Haynes has now stepped in and taken his place in the Allman Brothers
really?
Tour.
How sad.
Huh. Yeah.
That is too bad.
Yeah.
All right, so Dickie Betts having his birthday today. Born in the state in 1943, so he's 68 today. Sheila E. Very good on the drums. 54. Her real name is Sheila Escovedo. Great drummer, singer. This is one of her tunes. Eric Schenkman. Guitarist for
Spin Doctors.
Happy birthday to him.
New York band.
28 after on Good Day.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, the holidays can really be stressful.
Especially when you get the credit card bill.
Well, not at Rent-A-Center, because you don't need a credit card.
Get the brands you want and the flexible payments you need.
With no long-term commitments.
It's like taking a holiday from holiday bills.
Have a worry-free holiday at Rent-A-Center. Right now, get a special price on 60-inch LG HD TVs with delivery and setup included. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long and scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe. After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $1.99 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. tray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
What are you doing over there?
I'm checking things, my list, twice, because I've been both naughty and nice. I have to make sure. They have a mall in the city of Jerusalem here. If you didn't know you were in Jerusalem, you'd think you were in Detroit or maybe Milwaukee or Omaha or Wichita or something. All of the same names you see in all of our malls. Right downtown, next to the wall. It's really amazing. You go to, it's like you can throw a stone across the street to the old wall of the old city, and right across the street is this mall.
Hmm.
And they
tried for years and years
to get it open. Yes?
I have to ask you a question. What is the fashion like there?
What
do people wear? Is it normal stuff that we see here, or is it a little more conservative, a little less conservative?
Some of it is like we see here. Depends on your religious affiliation and how involved you are in your religion. Right? Is that right, Avi? The question is, come in here for just a second. Tony, turn this mic on over here, will you? Let's see, let me have Avi recognize
the ladies' question.
Yeah.
The ladies' question. Put the headset on, Avi.
You know, we always have to know what we have
Jennifer
to have
wants
when
to,
we go places.
Avi is familiar with Avi. I've talked about Avi, like Avi's become Avi. You don't have to know anything. Have you been smoking a cigar again?
Yes.
Oh, you come to pick me up after you've just smoked a cigar.
All right.
You can't hear anything? Why can't he hear anything? What's his
name? I'm on live.
Yeah, you're on live.
Yeah, hi.
All right, huh?
He can't hear us, though, Jennifer.
Oh. Here he is. He can hear you now.
There he is. Hi, Avi.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
That's Richie and that's Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
Right,
I'm
okay
Rich.
Now. He's all right.
Okay, so my question is about fashion there. Is the style, would you say, more conservative than it is in America, or less conservative, or about the same? What do we pack if we go to Israel?
I was about to give them explanation that depended on how religious you were when it came to the Jews, but there are a lot of non-Jews that are here.
I think when you come to Israel, you can wear anything you want. It's a country that have...
She's talking about not the people coming here. She's talking about the people who live here.
Oh, the people who live here.
Both.
People, I think people who live here travel abroad many times. So basically they wear everything that they see either in America or in Europe. People like to wear here brands. So to go with the regular brands that you have in the U.S. or Europe, if it's a regular, casual Gap, navy, all navy, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like you're in a mall.
Or if they want to be more fancy, so they buy suits like, Hugo Boss and you know, Pierre Cardin and stuff like that.
The same stuff you can get in New York.
Right, exactly.
Now, has Doug been wearing a lot of corduroy?
No, Doug doesn't have corduroy on.
Good.
I have on, actually, my khakis, but I've been wearing...
In the pictures I've seen, Doug's been wearing a lot of his Good Day paraphernalia.
I have been wearing a lot of Good
Day paraphernalia.
The shirts. That's correct. Yes, I have. Yeah, I have. I actually don't. I was thinking of something. We got to send Avi some bit of Good Day paraphernalia. We're going to send him the hats. Mm-hmm. Richie, remind me to do that. I got to get Avi's card. I've been with you for a week. I don't even have your card.
Here's my card.
That's on purpose, probably. It's like, don't call me, I'll call you.
Somebody else's card.
You know what we should do, Doug? I've got a great idea. Send Avi over 100,000 Good Day T-shirts.
Right.
For them to give to the Palestinians.
Perfect.
How could you not... How could that not be an icebreaker?
Yeah.
They wished us a good day. That's pretty nice. Right. Let's all be friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh? I think it's a great idea.
The headline today is that the Hamas doesn't want to go all out in war against Israel. Did you see the headline?
No kidding. What a shock.
Yeah. All right. So, anyway, I would say this acknowledging you on the air, because I might not, I'd say it to you personally, but I would say, because Richie's heard me talk a lot about you this week, and Jennifer has heard me, and everybody listening has heard me talk a lot about how you and your brother Josie.
Yossi.
Yeah, but it's a J in English. Okay. So Yossi over here and Josie over there.
Okay.
All right, Yossi, right? Is that right, Josie? We got Tony and Josie and Yossi.
And Avi.
And Avi. So there isn't a family in Israel that doesn't have, because everybody's got 15 kids here. There's an Avi and there's a Yossi in everybody's family, right?
Yes.
Everybody. So if you go into a room and you yell, Avi, half the people in the room are going to turn around. If you yell Yossi, the other half are going to turn around.
It's funny you mention that. In my family, it's particular because... usually in our tradition, you've been called, like in any tradition, on either your grandparents or your great-grandparents.
Right.
So basically, like in my family, for one family tree is Abraham, which the shortage is Avi, right?
Yeah.
And
right.
The other family tree is Joseph, which is Yossi. So right. Basically, all the cousins from all
everybody.
The brothers
right.
Call their kids either Avi or Yossi, and if they're girls, they call them either Sarah and Leah. Or...
All right. So now I'm going to put you on the spot. You take most of the tacos that come to Israel, you take them around, right?
Right.
Okay. So who's been more fun than me?
I think Doug was the best fun.
No pressure or anything.
Right. The last guy you had was
no. Tell you
Bachelor,
why,
right? John Bachelor. Right. Was
I tell you why, because he doesn't speak about the war situation. He speaks about the regular Israeli life. So
right.
And on a daily basis, Israel is a very fun place to live.
Yeah.
So we don't have to see everything in black, and he actually see it as a good day, good in the day.
I had a lot of fun being. I like being here. I'll come back again. Well, we had, and the people that I was with were a really good group of people.
Right.
You got a really good group of people. So
yeah, I don't see John Bachelor letting his hair down and being able to.
No.
I mean, he's
no Lars
very
is coming
guy.
Next week. Lars
is
coming
a fun
next
guy.
Week.
Lars is
okay.
Hey Avi, get your cigars ready for Lars. Lars enjoys a cigar.
Oh really?
Yeah,
yes,
Lars
he does.
Okay. He's a cigar guy. And who else did they? Who else did they say was coming next week?
I don't know. We're checking many names.
Lars and but somebody else asked me about somebody else. Yes, they all want to know what I think. And I'm sure you ask them, what do you think of him when he's not here? Anyway, no, this has been very special this week. Thank you. Appreciate it. In a moment.
My pleasure.
We're going to have a little bit of wine with a fellow who is an Israeli wine expert. And who better to talk to a wine expert than our own wine expert, Jennifer Horn, who will do duty next year on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving.
Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
Only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Listen's a good
girls,
man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. It's 18 minutes for the hour. And joining Jennifer and Richie and me right now is a gentleman who had the ability to give those of us, well, us. I was there in spirit, and I did do his, there's a pun there, Jennifer. The spirits were flowing, not because I was an expert when it came to wine. I think I got that across to. I did. Oded Shoham is the CEO of Israel Wine. Most people, when they think about wine, well, this is what I said to Jennifer. Over here, most people would not be aware of any good Israeli wines. So I thought we'd talk 4 or 5 minutes, Oded, on what the Israeli wine experience is about with somebody who really knows. Jennifer and her family, excuse me, have been
certified
involved
winos
in the, right, for a long time.
Yeah, we're sommeliers. So, you know, I took a class, a 6-month course, actually, studying wines of the world. And even during that class, we didn't spend a whole lot of time on Israeli wine. So I'm just interested to know what's growing over there right now and what's really tasting good.
Okay. So, first of all, Jennifer, hi. And Doug, hi again. You know, we're a country that's been making wine for over 3,000 years. It's just that we're just recently arrived into the real world of wine. So you're right. You probably wouldn't have seen it earlier in any of your textbooks or information because we're new. We're a new world wine country. So we are growing the traditional grapes, the French grapes, the Cabernet, the Merlot, the Sauvignon Blanc, the Chardonnay, and we're doing Pinot Noir. It's fairly new by us. We're doing varieties of Italy also, Sangiovese. We're also doing Barbera. We're trying to, first of all, find our place in the wine world. And we're looking for our grape that is the indigenous grape to our region.
Do you remember I asked you where the Do you remember, Oded, I asked you where the Mogan David was?
Yeah, the Mogan David, first of all, the Mogan David is a New York upstate wine. It's nothing to do with Israel.
Nice try, though, Jimmy. Yeah,
good, Doug. So, Oded, what is the native grape to Israel? Because you've got to think it's good grapes, because they've been growing there for thousands and thousands of years.
But we had a period of time when we were being we were conquered by the Ottoman Empire, which was Muslim, and we had no grape growing, so everything died. We're starting everything from new. So if we're looking at what the best grape is for this area, well, Cabernet Sauvignon seems to have a tremendous result here. And Syrah is a new and upcoming grape that's showing great, great results.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say those are the two best. We have a biblical grape called Florek, which is in the Bible, which we're still looking for. And we haven't found it yet, but we're looking for where that grape may have disappeared to.
Do you think you would be able to revive some of the original grapes?
No, there's none of the original grapes. We're looking. I mean, scientists are looking for where it can be, you know, where it can be still found. It was in a certain area. We're still looking for it, and maybe, you know, plants of it or roots of it someplace, but we haven't really found it
yet.
That's
fascinating.
We do make a lot of wines in our Bordeaux blends, which are very, very popular. We've been scored by Robert Parker, gotten up to 93, 94 points already on Israeli wines.
Mm-hmm.
So we're quite happy.
Now, it's interesting for me to hear that you say that you've got a Cab, you've got a Pinot Noir, and then you also have these Italian varietals, because those are big differences in the type of weather that you need.
Well, that's the beauty in Israel. You can travel for 6 hours the whole length of the country, and you can go from 1,800 meters high near the Golan Heights all the way down to 420 meters below sea level in the Dead Sea, and then get to Eilat, where you're about 320 meters. So you've got all the different levels.
So, that's amazing. How many AVAs do you have? They'd be different there, but how many different regions do you have in Israel?
We have five growing regions. We have the Galilee Golan, which mm-hmm. is one. We have the central region, which is the Shomron region. We have the Dan region, which is around the Tel Aviv area and going almost to the Judean Hills. We have the Judean Hills. And then we have the Negev, the desert.
So who is your superstar winemaker there right now? Not that you pick favorites, but one of the superstar winemakers.
I would say a young gentleman in the South Margalit, who makes a wine called, the winery's Margalit. It was the first boutique winery in Israel, 1989. And since then, he's been, him and his father, Yair Margalit, Dr. Yair Margalit, have been producing some of the best wines in Israel and some of the most aging-wise wines, wines that can age properly and have shown good aging.
Interesting. Can we get any of the wines in the States?
Yeah, there's quite a few shops that hold Israeli wines. But my biggest fear is that when you walk into a store and you're going to say, I'd like to get an Israeli wine, they're going to send you directly to the kosher shelf.
Right.
Wine, Israeli wine doesn't necessarily have to be kosher. A lot of it is, but that doesn't necessarily mean it is kosher. There is no Israeli section in the majority of the wine shops in the United States or around the world, because we have this stigma of it's a kosher wine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a stigma that's not, you know, accurate, because kosher wines are not bad wines, but they usually don't put them in a place that is of honor, no place of honor, yeah. Let's put it
right.
that way.
All right, so what you ought to, if you're interested in these, they're actually, I mean, I'm no connoisseur, but I was with people who do know wines. We had our wine tasting the other night, and apparently right. the stuff that we were being given was very good. So you can check out IsraelWineExperienceJennifer.com. IsraelWineExperience.com. Odin Shoham, thank you for being here.
One last thing. Sure. If people do come to Israel and they have that internet site, they can also do wine tours with me. I show them the boutique wines, and I show them the wineries and give them
that.
A tour around.
There you go.
Cool.
Thanks for the tip. 49 past the hour on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
Are you
friends,
sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamp letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less at Office Max. Like an Acer 4882 laptop with 4 games and a Pentium processor. Now an ultra-low $349.99. Save $150 instantly. Knowledgeable staffers standing by. Gifts for less. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Price is good through 12/17.
One minutes after the hour. Doug Stephens, Good Day program. Yes, I have had an excellent time here, and I hope you have as well, picking and choosing among some of the conversations that we've had with some of these people over here and just listening to the experiences, because it is a neat, neat, neat place. In New York City tomorrow, back on the farm on Wednesday, 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Weather problems and travel problems. We have some of each to deal with. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's start with the weather problems that will undoubtedly cause travel problems. Major storm moving into Southern California from the northwest. The National Weather Service posting a winter storm warning from this morning to tomorrow morning for heavy snow in the mountains of Ventura and Los Angeles counties. Accumulations of up to a foot or more of snow are expected. To the north and west of Southern California, we have high winds and heavy snow creating a nightmare in Anchorage, Alaska. We're told at least four communities have lost power, with whiteout conditions reported at higher elevations. Alaska state troopers say winds have reached 60 miles per hour along parts of the Seward Highway south of Anchorage, with vehicles sliding off the highway into ditches. Now, as for travel, as in the searches some people are subjected to when traveling by air, following a series of cases in which elderly women say they were strip-searched at New York City's Kennedy Airport, New York Senator Chuck Schumer is introducing a plan to address this.
We are calling on the TSA to give a voice to those who feel they may be inappropriately treated.
And that voice would be a passenger advocate stationed at the TSA checkpoints, an advocate who, well, who what?
Who can immediately come to the place of the screening, who has the training, and who makes a judgment as to what is appropriate.
For their part, TSA officials continue to insist they do not conduct strip searches. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
It's a new week on Wall Street. The market closed out last week on a strong upswing. The Dow up 187 points last Friday to 12,184. S&P and NASDAQ with solid gains as well.
A recall in the news involving thousands of pounds of cooked chicken that could be infected with listeria. The North Carolina-based House of Rayford Farms recalling 4,000 pounds of its boneless oven-roasted chicken breast. The meat was sold in 18 to 22-pound boxes to delis and food service companies. The meat was shipped to Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. No reports of any illnesses so far in connection with this recall. Busy day for the folks at FedEx. They expect today to be the busiest shipping day in almost four decades. The company expecting to receive an estimated 17 million packages. FedEx has hired roughly 20,000 seasonal employees to help handle the holiday workload. Baseball note, according to ESPN, National League MVP Ryan Braun of the Milwaukee Brewers facing a 50-game suspension after testing positive for a performance-enhancing drug. He apparently tested positive during the playoffs and was made aware of the result in late October. Baseball hasn't made an announcement regarding this because Braun is appealing the result in an effort to get it overturned. Weekend business at the box office.
You came all the way here to bring me my rubber bracelet.
Sort of. And to say Happy New Year.
New Year's Eve, trashed by critics, number one this past weekend with $13.7 million. And finally, with Christmas Day now less than 2 weeks away, you can find the Christmas spirit in many places across the country. Over the weekend, a two-decades-old tradition continued with more than 100,000 Christmas wreaths placed on tombstones at the Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. It's called Wreaths Across America. It's a program that began in 1992 and has now spread to more than 700 cemeteries across the nation. And in New York City, postal workers at the main post office there say they're seeing an increase in the number of needy children asking Santa for help.
A lot of homeless children living in shelters and people asking for basics like winter coats and gloves and just to help pay the bills.
That's Pete Fontana, chief of ELF operations for Operation Santa at the New York City Post Office. The nationwide program matches letters from children in need with people willing to donate gifts. Operation Santa is in its 99th year. The website is OperationLetterToSanta.com. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looked so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.